Representatives from the Indonesian airline Lion Air have announced they'll meet with U.S. plane manufacturer Boeing to discuss what caused a 737 MAX 8 plane to crash into the sea early Monday morning. The plane went down just minutes after taking off from the Indonesian capital of Jakarta. Investigators believe that all 189 passengers were killed in the crash, and it turns out there were concerns about whether the aircraft was safe to fly just one day before the crash. Joining us now is Seth Kaplan from Airline Weekly. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
And we know that shortly after takeoff, the crew for this flight decided to turn around and return to the airport in Jakarta. But then the plane suddenly lost altitude and disappeared from radar. What do we know about what might have brought this plane down?
Well, a lot of it has to do with what you just said, which is information from the day before. People saying that the plane was essentially going erratically, doing things that we don't usually experience during flight. My first thought was, well, you know, what about weather? What about turbulence? But it sounds like something more than that, something perhaps to do with airspeed indicators. And very early, you have to emphasize that right now. But, you know, if that played into this, you know, the pilots just not knowing exactly how quickly the aircraft was going, you could have had a stall. And this wouldn't be the first time that that has happened. You know, my mind goes to a crash that some people might remember off the crash of the coast, rather, of Brazil back in 2009, Air France flight 447. Yeah. And in that case, you sort of had a confluence of a few different things, mechanical issues, some bad weather, pilots maybe not reacting properly. But, you know, as much a cause of anything else was what are called the pitot tubes, which help measure the airspeed, weren't functioning properly. And the pilots, you know, didn't know that they were basically stalling the aircraft. So the very early indications are perhaps something like that based on what seems to have happened the day before. But I have to emphasize, we don't know exactly what was happening on that ill-fated flight.
Now, when you hear about a brand new airplane, and this was a brand new airplane, it had flown fewer than 800 hours before crashing on Monday. A brand new airplane sounds like a good thing, but then you wonder, you know, maybe they haven't tested it out enough and there may have been a problem that didn't come up yet. And here we are.
Yes, it's so new. You know, legitimate to say that on the other hand, you know, we've all flown on brand new airplanes. And in fact, you know, this MAX 8 is the newest kind. And there are already hundreds around the world flying, you know, for that matter, at airlines like American and Southwest here in the U.S., airlines like Air Canada and WestJet just north of the border. You know, of course, this is also very rare for something like that. So, sure, at this point, you could construct all kinds of, you know, ideas about why this could have happened. But, you know, the newness of an airplane in and of itself shouldn't cause something any more than, you know, a very old airplane as long as it's maintained properly.
But we're not talking here. Nobody is talking about pilot error. Nobody is talking about weather or anything like that. They're looking, the investigators, it appears, are looking mostly just at the mechanics of this airplane.
Right. And, you know, the biggest question of all, if we're going to be talking about human error, might not be those pilots on board. Again, you know, all of this very preliminary. But, you know, if all of that happened the day before, well, what happened after that?
Right.
You know, what was the plane taken in for the kind of check that you would expect it to have been taken in for after something like what those passengers described?
So what does this mean for the 737 MAX 8? Are other airlines, you think, going to be questioning their decision to buy these planes? And Boeing has obviously been marketing these pretty heavily.
Yeah, way too early to say they would, you know, question the decision to buy the planes. But we'll have to see here, depending on what emerges, whether there would be any sort of airworthiness directive, as they're called. Nothing like that yet. You know, any kind of even voluntary at this point. Checks required, just not enough information. And again, you know, a fair number of these planes flying already, and this obviously the only problem like this so far. But boy, is it a grave problem. And, you know, if there's any indication of something systemic, then yeah, they're going to take that very seriously. At this point, you know, it's a small percentage of airline fleets. This is an airplane, though, that within a few years, when you fly those airlines that I mentioned and others, you know, going to be very common to be
right
on one of these airplanes.
That is Seth Kaplan of Airline Weekly talking with us about the Indonesian airline Lion Air and the crash that happened earlier this week. Seth, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.